Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, never ask a barber if you need a haircut or a surgeon if you need surgery. Think about it, and let's talk about life. The first winter in 1620 was literally a killer, in which the pilgrims survived on corn they found that had been stored by the Indians. Death was devastating, with 51 of 102 dying due to a strange disease, including 20 of 24 mothers and the first governor. If not for the help of two Indian friends named Squanto and Somerset, those first colonists probably would not have survived, and there would be no Thanksgiving holiday. Squanto introduced the pilgrims to the great chief, Massasoit, with whom they signed one of the first Indian treaties. It preserved peace successfully for 40 years until Chief Massasoit died in 1661. The colony grew with warm homes and sufficient wood while prospering with good crops and plentiful game in the stores. On December 13, 1621, Governor William Bradford posted a decree setting forth the reasons for celebrating the first Thanksgiving feast. To all ye pilgrims, inasmuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest, and has made the forest to abound in game and the sea with fish, and inasmuch as he has protected us from the ravages of the savages, has spared us from pestilence and disease, has granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience, now I do proclaim that all ye pilgrims do gather at ye meeting house and render thanksgiving to ye Almighty God for all his blessings. Invitations for that first Thanksgiving were extended to both pilgrims and their Indian friends. Chief Massasoit sent 5 deer and many wild turkeys for the feast. The women of the colony prepared geese, ducks, fish, cornmeal bread, and pumpkins stewed in maple sap. Chief Massasoit had hinted about 20 from his tribe would attend, but 90 Indians arrived and celebrated for days until all the celebrants were exhausted and local turkeys were in danger of extinction. As the pilgrims before us, we should give thanks to the Lord for our many blessings, including freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and so many more. Be sure this Thanksgiving to remember to thank God for your blessings. Read Psalm 107 from the Bible as it was at the first Thanksgiving by the pilgrims. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this, those he redeemed from the land of the foe, those he gathered from the lands from east and west, from north and south, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. This is Frank Jordan thanking God and you for a blessed year and wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. Dollars are scarce, bills are high, and inflation back. You want the best health products and big savings? The answer's joining the NSC Club. A huge 24% discount all the time on any NSC ammunition products with free membership and renewal. More free shipping and handling with delivery each month in your mail, and even change products monthly if you want. As a special bonus, receive a free NSC product after your first purchase. Now feel free to join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 or NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There is so much politics in health information that we must seek the truth that makes our good health the primary goal. For accurate and truthful current health news, I invite you to join me at www.nsc24.com and click on NSC News. Also see the list of 200 plus of my commentaries on health.